school, you know.
Okay.
And I remember my, we'd always put your hog in the fall of the year, and we'd have nailed up above it. And they'd take what they call a spare rib and tie them with string and hang them up there.
Yeah.
And cook them by that fire, heated that fire, you know.
Uh-huh.
And once in a while, they'd turn around and put a pan or something on it to catch the fat as it drifted, you know. They'd put salt on it, and Bob, when that was good, they're talking about barbecue now, but that was even better, you know.
Now, Mr. Moran, what would you call the thing the smoke went up through?
Well, they'd call that, the chimney, but...
Okay.
You had to kind of know how to build it for it to draw. Some people had built them, and I don't remember how they do it. It's the way you had to build a little ridge inside to form a draft, you know, to draw the smoke.
Okay.
And some of them, if you didn't build them right, the smoke would come back in the house, you know, and it smoke. People had to get in there and do them over, you know.
Yeah.
But most of the people that built them before, they'd learn how they knew how to build them, you know.
What was the open place in front of the fire? What was that called?
Well, it becomes, we'll say this is the fireplace here, you see.
Uh-huh.
It would come this further on the board, you know.
Yeah.
It make the subflow down there and put dirt in it and let put some of that clay down further inside so that the board wouldn't catch fire, maybe 6-8 inches, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the board wouldn't catch fire so much, you know.
Yeah.
And so the fireplace was way back there. But them days they didn't. We used just lighted wood only.
Yeah.
Of course, the last year lately, people's got chimney now. They use a little lighted wood or some dry wood to start a fire. They use hardwood. You see, they don't have more lighted wood. It's all burned up in the woods, you know. But people, the wood used to burn every year, and it burned maybe for 2-3 weeks at a time. People just lighted wood. There's millions and millions of dollars worth of wood burned in this country.
Well, what'd you call that open area there?
Did
you call it the...
Well, it really,
the floor, then. Did you call it the hearth?
I really just call it, as far as I know, they call it the fireplace. I remember my mother used to even cook cornbread and hoe cake in the fire at some time, you know?
Yeah, well, tell me about how she used to cook that.
Well, like cornbread, she'd pick it and put it in there and put a little fire under it. She knew how much to put, and she'd put a little on top.
Yeah.
And she knew about how long to let it stay there, and she'd take the lid off. It was all cast iron, but they had little things. She had a thing she put in, the handle, little handle. She'd put iron piece she'd put in there and take it off, turn it over, throw the fire off of it. And then, have something to potholder to take that little handle, you know, take it and put it off, and then she'd let it cool a little bit and take the potatoes out and the cornbread too. She'd put cornbread in there.
Well, what was a hoe cake? How'd she make hoe cake?
Make that out of flour. Some people call it galette. Mm-hmm. It just don't make dough, you know, and roll it flat and put it in there and cook it. Like, of course, we had the stove sometimes. She'd do the same thing, make biscuit and put it in the stove and cook them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we always we'd rather have that hoe cake. It looked like it had a better flavor, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So you never called it the hearth, right? You never called it that?
No, people build a thing outside. They'd build a... Put four posts there, about 4 feet square, and then